משנכנס אודור מרבים בשמחה. We're in the middle of Odor, running a bit late. Although a person could manage yet, maybe to go to the Avodah of Simcha. The Avodah of Purim is Yimei Mishta v'Simcha. This is the Avodah of Purim. Every person has to come to the Avodah of Purim to come to the Yimei Mishta v'Simcha. This is our Tafkid. To come to the Shleimus, to come to the Yimei Mishta v'Simcha. Now the Shaila, how a person manages to get to the Yimei Mishta v'Simcha, the Simcha v'Tevleivov, to come to the right Madrege, for sure the Spitz Madrege has to be, Chazal say, Hodar Kibluah b'Meach HaShveirosh, Klal Yisrael v'Mekabel Torah again, Me'ava b'Purim, Me'ava Sanes. So the Madrege of Simcha of Purim has to come to Hodar Kibluah b'Meach HaShveirosh. Someone told me what's Adam Godel. Told me how he knows, he looks on Bochim if they had a good Purim or not. Marshall, even if they had plans to go home, Marshall, straight after Purim, they canceled it. Then they know that Itaka had a Avoida. But when he sees that Itaka goes back home and he finds out that the most is a fifth cousin bar mitzvah, sure, yeah? But there's enough excuse to go back home. He knows that this Bochim was nichshel in the Avoida of Purim. Because Efshar, now the plans are good, Taka. Well, you can have good plans to go back with the good excuses, yeah? That you asked your brother of Yerov and he told America, he said that's a good reason to go back. Mask him. But this is before Purim. And I'm saying, but when after Purim, when a person comes to the Avodah of Hodar Kibluah b'Meach HaShveirosh, if he wants to test Taka if he was managed or not, love is that. The person Motzi Purim is not learning, it's the Vissen, and Nishgiata Purim. This is the MS, yeah? And you don't have to be worried now that if what I'm saying, you're going to change your plans. Because there's no suffering that if you manage to get to that Purim, you'll do it yourself. I mean, like you have to do it. You will do it. So you could plan now all the plans. Just don't make early check-up before Purim, because just in case you want to change, we had a suffix, we had a flight about Purim. You didn't want to check in Purim, so you want to do a Tarim Chas V'Shalom, because the Pashtas in Purim, Noch Da Avoido, he will want to stay, and then he doesn't have a suitcase. So the Alamef Kamina is, Alamot, you don't have to stamp a ticket with the Zachim, because it could be a hefsidim moment, because there's no suffering that you will decide to stay if you manage to have the Purim, say. On the side of that, you don't find a place to have a Sudas Purim, say, Nechnami. But on the side of you will manage to have a real Sudas Purim, this is the Tachlis, this is the Metzias of the Avodah of Purim. And this is the way to measure it. There's no suffering about it. There's no suffering about it. What is the Avodah of Purim? Chazal say the Avodah of Purim is Megillas Esther doesn't say even once Shem Hashem and Megillas Esther. The whole Megillah is a Hester Ponim. Hester Ponim. Mitzad Sheini. If you learn the Megillah with the Goyim, it's not even one Pasuk that you don't see the Ashgoche. Keseder. The famous moshel, the Goyim brings down the famous moshel of the Goyim. The Goyim brings down of a person. He had a king, he had a son. The son was going off the derech, was not behaving. So he decided, you have to mechanech the son, to spoil. He took him, he put him in a far, far village. He has to work very hard. He works the whole day, he gets a little coin, he could buy himself a little piece of bread. Now there's nothing more to eat. There's only farmers there. Slowly he started to work. He has to eat. And he learned in the hard way, you work, you behave, you get food. You don't work, you don't behave, there's nothing more to eat. There's nothing. Like this. Month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. After 4 months, you're starting to miss his house, the palace, the Beis HaMalchus, where he was used to living. He asks the guy, the farmer, how far is the king? He says, thousands and thousands of miles. He decides, he'll work very hard and he will save some money. And he will hire a horse. He'll hire a horse. And the mayor, with that horse, he will manage to go. So, he puts koichas, he gets a couple hundred Matbeis, it's a big white horse, and he starts to go. And he's going, and he's going, and he's going. By day and by night, you know, he sees like lights in a way, but no, he's going weiter, weiter. 4 days, comes to a place, sees like a little forest, what he knows. Go through, starts to go through the forest, and a huge lion is in front of him. He knows, this is it. In that moment, Pitom, he sees like a little car. Army soldiers come out, they shoot the lion. He looks, he recognizes on them, you know, they have like the signs of the king. He says, oh, you're the soldiers of the king? He says, no, we have to pass here. And then they leave. He finally goes out of the forest, you know, he starts to work in the place where he's staying. Again, to make a little bit more money than if he go to the next place. He works another couple months. He's like, again, he will go. Okay, this time he'll be more careful, he will not go into a forest. He's going, he's going, he's going. And then he's about to go out of the city. 5-6 people jump on him, robbers. They decided, you know, shaded him, take off all of his money, they tie him up, and they plan to shoot him. And then, punk, another car comes, like a jeep, comes over, 6 soldiers come down, they shoot the robbers. He says, again, he sees like something from the king on them. He says, no, we have passed it, and then we have to leave now, we can't, I'm sorry, we're busy doing it. Okay, weiter, he goes weiter again, he says, it's a bit more money, and again, he starts his walk, to walk again. And he's walking, and he's walking. And then he has to pass like a place of water, he gets a boat, and he goes inside, and in the middle of the water, the boat turns over. His mama, she thinks it's lost. And Pitom comes a helicopter from on top, and it throws him like, you know, like there's a ring that he could save himself. And he sees again, and the ring says that this is the king, you know, but no one is there. Okay, he swims to the side. So now he'll be very careful. You know, he wants to go back home. Go in his mamshich, the marshal, al-chove. He goes in a place, he gets stuck, and his ze'evim come, a whole group of ze'evim, and he knows now it's ready. And then, again, soldiers come, and he sees this time, and he sees it's not like stam soldiers, he recognizes them. They're like, mamash, the choshu, the people, and his father's malchus. So he asks them, what's the pshat? Every time when I get stuck, I don't know what you think. He says, I realized that even when I was there, my father the whole time looked after me. It was soldiers that were looking after me. So every time that I fell, every time they were there to save me. Even the Lamai said, the father never came back home. I didn't ask mechila for my father. But my father was watching me. Zog the goyim, this is Be'etzim the Golis. Klal Yisrael are inside the Golis. But it's not Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is with us. And he's shomer us. It's Hester Hester. Megillas Hester is Hester Ponim. But is a Ribbono Shel Olam there? And the hardest matzav, and the shverste matzav in the world. The shverste matzav in the world. It's not Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not Ribbono Shel Olam. You just need to see it. This is what Klal Yisrael saw in Megillas Esther. This is what Klal Yisrael saw in Megillas Esther. And they said, they're going. They saw that even by the Hester, Hester, Ponai, Sidor Ribbono Shel Olam. Sidor Apol Mol, said this marshal, what is the Indian take that in Purim we drink wine? It's not the mitzvah sayoyim, you have to drink. Adelayota. What is the Indian dafka with wine? So some we show him state that the goyim brings down that the goles was so hard. Purim was nitkan for the zman of the goles, so hard to be happy. So, you know, you drink wine a little bit, you forget about yourself. But say over the marshal, you know, when a person drinks wine, Chazal says aloche, you make a broche, boruch hatoy ve'ameiti. Boruch hatoy ve'ameiti. Drink a bottle of wine. Person knows, Hatoiv Ve'Hameitiv is the most beautiful bracha that a Jewish person could make. Hatoiv Ve'Hameitiv. Ribbono Shel Olam. Hatoiv Ve'Hameitiv. I would make such a bracha and finish as badly. Hatoiv Ve'Hameitiv. Just like a person eats a chocolate, yeah, I'm gonna switch chocolate, yeah? White and brown together, yeah? The best, you know, this small ones, yeah? I'll tell you how to make it. What will say? Prost. Yeah? Or they will have like a, you know, a triple burger, yeah? Hatoyva made you. Put the bottle of wine. Hatoyva made you. Boy, Nishalem, he's so good. Hatoyva made you. The Maizen Hain, most people don't say it. Maybe because of that. He has some meaning. It's so hard to say such a bracha. So Tesis in Avi Psochim speaks about it. What is the bracha? Hatoyva made you. But again, it's the Behelem Divra Tesis. Behelem Divra Tesis. It was the Pshat. So this is, a person goes to France. You know, France is the place to make the wine. Comes, they have like says, kerem. They have huge grapes. Like every grape like a watermelon. It's choshev grapes. You could sell 1 kilo from these grapes, $1,000. Choshev grapes, mamish, like watermelons. Yeah, just put a straw inside and you could drink. First, so the guy comes. He sees the farmers come. They take off the grapes. They put it in a boich, in a pit. They put on the boots and they start to jump on it. It's Meshugoy. French people, Meshugoy. Chotch was on grape juice. So he waits. No. They leave the grape juice, they start to get sour. Says, French, go Meshugoy. Go Meshugoy. Chotch be vinegar, you know. That's a good market for that also. No, they finish, they take barrels, and they send it down to the ground for 100 years. He knows, he knows. The soil, you bury people. French, they bury wine. He says, French people, take a modern. Now, this person dies before 100 years. And what he takes with him in memories for the Olam Hazeh is that the French people are Meshugoy. Yeah? This is the message. He comes up, they ask him, Ma, you know, they ask when you come, Ma hilich b'Olam Hazeh? French people, Meshugoy. Now, if we go to France, we'll take a tour and we'll go to see that, yeah? What we'll see? A process of doing wine. They will not drink the wine. Same, the parents, as they get this, everyone does for 100 years. This is the system, yeah? Someone asks you a kasha. When you see it, you have a kasha mitateret or b'chalal nishkin kasha? I'll ask you, what happened to you, Amol? You go to France. You'll see it, and you'll forget the answer for a second? Like, Meshugoyim? The answer, it's wine, yeah? What happened to you, such a matzah? Like, no, Medaka, we know the answer. But it could be sometimes, like, one visit, we'll just forget the answer. Like, yeah. Friends, why they're not Meshugoyim? Oh, the answer is wine, yeah. Oh, you have to look in your notes again. So it's like, oh, yeah, it's like a Avadanish. Why not? It's like kasha. Grapes is the only thing in the world, the only product that comes ready. Shiva Saminim, it's a ready product. You spoil it, grape juice, sour, bugs, and then it becomes even better. It becomes wine. Yaina Meshuva. It's the system. That's what happens. Nothing else. Chitim, they don't come. You can't eat them. You can't eat them. The shemen, right, you can spoil it, but miyad it becomes shemen. Don't spoil it. You just do it from olives, the oil. Grapes is the only product, you spoil it. There's no bad in this world, you have to know. There's no bad. Hashem wants our good. Doilo asor asatabas, yoishto mechamishim v'shtayim nevim shenisnabu leYisrael. Thank you, Haman. You bring us, hadar kiblu b'meach HaShemeirosh. Haman helped us. He was makibos l'avinu shebashamayim. Shed lo osid lovo, the goyim come, they ask for schal. So the don't ask a kasha. You know, Hashem gives out schar, everyone lines up, yeah? The Yidden come, then Hamas will line up. What do you want? You know, after every pugoy, you know how much tehillim they had in the yeshiva? So they stayed. That's a Meshugoy. Bin Laden will line up. You know what I did? 2 hours I took care of. So what's the pshat? Shem is falling. Lemaisa, I was mekav klai Yisrael, I was b'shamayim. People were sitting like feel comfortable. I don't get nervous a little bit. It's like, mach tshuva. I was a good shliach. I was a shliach. I also want schar. Hashem, you pay everyone. Ein mekaper schar kobriya. You think in Olam Emes, the goyim come to tell schar, what was it, Meshugoyim Dalton? It's Olam Emes. What's it love is Olam Emes. But the goyim line up, they also want schar. Schar on what? And they blow it up in the buses. What do you want the schar? Teretz is, when Mekar Yisrael Avish B'Shamayim. If someone makes a Seder Musa, he gives out money, he will come to ask Schar, the Olam learned. He also, he made a war, the Olam learned. What is the difference? One guy gave out 500 shekels, the guys learned in the weekend, and one guy made bombs, the Olam will learn. It wasn't enough Kamina. He did Shalai Lishma, he did learn Lishma. So does he love this? It's not bad. Klal Yisrael realize there's nothing bad in this world. Hatoy ve'ameiti, we drink wine and Purim. The hakor is everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Just you have to be makir on it. Be makir on it. If you don't makir on it, it doesn't happen. So in Purim we drink wine. We say Ribbono Shel Olam. Do we start toy ve'ameiti? It's not toy ve'ameitiv. So when a person drinks wine, what he says, Hatoy ve'ameitiv, azevi wine, it's only good. Ribbono shel olam, I'm realizing when I'm drinking the wine that this is the hashgachas ha'elyono. Hatoy ve'ameitiv, ribbono shel olam, everything is good. It's no bad in this world. Everything is good. Hatoy ve'ameitiv. Hatoy ve'ameitiv, it's no bad in this world. Everything is good. Same thing in Pesach, we drink wine. Gulas Mitzrayim. Why Hashem put us in Mitzrayim? He took us out, so why put us in? Esav didn't come in, he stayed Esav. We went into Mitzrayim, Yaakov and Bonov, Yodel and Mitzrayim. It was terrible, but we came Klal Yisrael, Kura Baza. We don't understand why you needed the kids that died, how when these kids die, so we have become Klal Yisrael. Yeah. These are the questions for Shiurim and Emunah, which were Avada Rapurim. Yeah? What helps that the 500 kids are in the world, that the next generation becomes a better generation. But Kach, Yisrael is one. Neshav, again, Yisrael is not the Masber, at Pisoy Da'inian. But that's the Metzias. The Geul is a Toiv Ha'meitiv. This is the Yain. It becomes a better. It's no bad. It's no bad. It's only good. It's only good. Only good. This is the core of a person. Like I said a couple weeks ago, a person will come up to the Shamayim and have a little bag of mitzvahs, like a sandwich bag. Shall I ask, where is your mitzvahs? That's what he has, you know. This is the Aleph, the Beis, you know. Paul Blatt. He said, Kodesh, this is what you have? He said, it was a week that my chavrusa was not learning, and I came even so. He said, I just give him like another shtickle. Then he says, also, it was one time, you know, my roommates were making me sugar. I was awake the whole night, but I died in Krishna in time. I didn't miss. It was very hard for me. Oh. And also, it was a week, you know, I managed to have nothing, money and dust, and I managed and I stayed. And also once the oil went out to eat in a restaurant in a hotel, you know, and I noticed that's a kosher, so I didn't go, oh, for this given taki asach. Yeah? Then they asked him what else? Also second Seder, my chavrusa was a bissel. But you know, I was learning shtark, you know, it was 3 days he was mamish making me sugar and I learned shtark. So when he comes to Shemaim, he says, this is it, why Hashem didn't make my life a bit harder? Shame. My chavrusa would be terrible, you know what oil habi I would have now? Chaval, I didn't have it harder. Chaval, I had where to eat every Shabbos. Chaval, I didn't have it hard. But it's too late. Sefer in the Goyim, Moshe, the Goyim says that Asher Nenem Yigi Akapov, Yoisom, and Mishaena Nenem Yigi Akapov. It says Asher Nenem Yigi Akapov is a person that has Gishmak and learning. So the Goyim says, Aistach Echot Betzal, Yoisom, and Mer Shalai Betzal. So I saw Moshe to bring down from the Goyim, Asheina Moshe. The Goyim says, that was the king, decided he has 2 kids. The kids didn't have money, but he told the kids that he's coming to visit him. A b'chayr and a poshut. To the b'chayr, he told him he's coming with Shchodesh Adol, to the poshut, Shchodesh Nisan. B'chayr was as a tzufleg in Abisul. You know, 2 days before Shchodesh, his father is coming. The kids, they called the catering, he found out the best menu. He said, okay, double it 8, and do it 8 times better, and bring me portions, I will pay. Kids, but he doesn't have money, it's a couple $100. So he calls his mother, the queen, no, I need a bit of money. The mother sends him money. And the king comes, the mamish waiters, you know, with white gloves and alts masuda. Said, the other son, you know, he doesn't have money also. But he thinks b'cheshbon, he went to buy cheap meat, cheap dust. He managed also to sell this masuda in the end. He worked on it for 2 months. Then the father paid him. The first son, he made him head of a city, of a village of 500 people. The other son, the Pashut, he made him a head of a city of 50,000 people. לכאורה עושה את תוכן. זה מפעל התוכן. איך הוא בצער? יש אומר שלא יהיה בצער. He was mitzvah, he gets 100,000, 50,000. The son said, okay, you know, I'll remember, next time I'll be bitzah. Because a couple months later, the father invites them for a suda. But as man involved, they could come to the suda. The father makes mamish, involving the food. And both the sons start to eat. Peter and the father sees that the older son, his face is turning green, yellow, turning on the floor. So what happened? I filled up salt in the food. It's full with salt. Try to eat it. So they're going to kick through about the house. I made you a nice food. You're also spoiling that. It's meshuga. Hashem gave us a Torah. Some people think echad b'tzar yosem meshalei b'tzar is all my friends are leaving early and I'm staying here. Echad b'tzar yosem meshalei b'tzar. All my friends go away for Shabbos, I'm not going. Echo b'tzar, yesu, meshulei b'tzar. That's nishkan tzar. Mechida Levkovich told me, that's nishkan tzar. This is amola shel teiro. It's amola shel teiro. Person has to know, there's no musig of bad in this world. This is the akore of Purim. This is the akore of Purim. It's not bad. Person has to be strong. When you're strong, you stay happy. Person has to know, when you're happy, nothing disturbs you. When you're sad, everything disturbs you. When you're happy, the Gemara goes in. Everything is life. The avoid of Purim is to come to that akore. The avoid of Purim is to come to that akore. To come to the akore, Einoi milvadoi, Hashem loves us, Bonim atem la Hashem elokeichem, even with Chotu Besudas HaChasveirosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about us. Even Bezman Ester Ponim, he cares about us. Because a person has to be stark. And Hashem exactly gives you the right amount. The right amount. Just you have to believe. Just you have to believe. If you believe, he shows you it right away. He shows you it right away. This is the avodah of Purim. Everything will be good. I heard once with Talmid Chochem, some people cry in Purim. These people are missing the whole idea of Purim. The simcha of Purim has to come. Shlo yoda ben orhomun and Baruch Mordechai. What is the pshat? Baruch Mordechai is givaldik. Orhomun is also givaldik. It's mechazikas. Someone said, it's such a shame that Haman was not much more success. Why? Because Haman became big, 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 big. Then everything, Chashverosh took and gave Mordechai. If Haman would manage to be a little bit bigger, Mordechai would also be a bit bigger. So Mordechai was saying, Chaval, I didn't let Haman to grow a little bit more before I took him over, right? Mamash Hashem. Everything what Haman managed was for us. Everything what Haman managed was for us. It's Keseda. When a person goes with such a feeling, he's relaxed. He's happy. This is the avodah of Purim. This is the avodah of Purim. So, but the avodah is to have this relaxedness, to have this gishmakait that brings you to avodah Hashem. To hodar kiblu b'me'a chashveirosh. I'm relaxed, everything is good. Because Hashem wants us to become close to Hashem. This is the avodah of Purim. When a person is mashrish this avodah of Purim inside himself, I'll tell you, yesterday, I had a hard day yesterday. I'll tell you, I'll share with you. It's what I look, could share. My wife, I had a baby, Baruch Hashem, in Siyata Nishmaya 2 weeks ago. My wife is not feeling so good from after the baby yet. So only yesterday, after 2 weeks, she came back home. With a baby. Hashem should be okay. So I had to go to bring her back home. Sunday she's coming back home. I'll take care of it. Ben Asdorim, I'll go to pick her up to bring her back home. Okay, in the morning I got up, so my kids got mumps. So the shout out, I could bring her back or not. So the kids, so before I came to Yeshiva, I had to go send my kids to the doctor to get a clock to go back, yes or not. Doesn't make a difference if it's good or not, but you know, if not, then they sue you, if not. So you have to be sure that you know that you have permission to bring back or not. Say it. I bring my wife back home. The kids are, while everything was such balagan, so there was no food in the house. Nothing, manish. Everything, you know, I was wearing the house, that's too weird. It was left nothing, you know. Like, left things like was like at this table. Manish, nothing. Manish, garbage. All the laundry I sent in the morning to dry clean, you know, they came with sacks and kids. Given Yontif though. Yontif is good. Kids, then some of the kids claimed that I had a birthday and I never did a birthday. The kids said, I was just getting Lebedic and you know, everyone was hungry. I didn't know what to do. So I told my kids, you know what? I wanted to go back to Yeshiva, second set to learn. But I said, I can't leave my house. I said, the kids, you know, I'll take care of you. The kids, I said, you know, come. I'll take you to a restaurant. You know, I only could go to Cook Rubin's restaurant. So there's one. Near, I don't know how to call it place now. Near Arnof, near Gutnik, near the hall. It's a very bizarre thing to sit there, everyone comes to the hall. But, you know, if you have to do the right thing. Well, you know, I was very embarrassed to go to the rest of my kids, middle smile, middle second Seder. Like, it's like, you know, but you know, you have to do it. Kids, and you know, I saw my kids, they started to scream there. You know, I was embarrassed to be there, I was embarrassed from inside, from outside, I didn't know where. I told my kids, you know, you can order what you want. Just order how much you want. Just order. And everyone started to order. You know, they took advantage on the Tmimus the Kefader, yeah? And they were ordering and ordering, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, how I'll pay for it even, I don't know yet. But they ordered. I said, Rebbeinu Shalom, you know, I'm here, Hashem Shemaim, you know, and Malasol, I'm not learning today in the afternoon. But, you know, Rebbeinu Shalom, and Mamish, I was already shtickled by Pizu HaNefesh, to say it in a nice way, yeah? Shtickle with people's pizzle and nefesh. So you're tzreiris. I couldn't. It was pizzle and nefesh. I finish, you know. So I go over to pay in the end. You know, I tell me how much. I say, you know, look, I said, I don't know myself either. He says, no, don't pay. Why don't pay? I said, no, you don't have to pay. So why don't I have to pay? You know, I said, I know the restaurant, you pay. So I'll tell you what happened. When you're sitting here and eating, someone came in, he looked on you. He came quiet from the back. He said, listen, I know him. I'm paying the whole bill. But don't tell him that I paid. So I said, you know, I want to know who it is. He said he wants to be Matan Beseisa. So I told the Rebbeinu Shalom, a couple $100, not dollars, it's a bit less. But I'm sure I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when a person wants to have a moon in the Rebbeinu Shalom, it's not the little money. Say, it's also a revach, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows to send you the right. Believe in him. Don't worry. So then I had to do something else. What I have to do is a phone call today to someone. It's a ishtadlis. Right, I'm holding myself not to do that ishtadlis. Hashem shows me, if I want, I'll send someone, you know, going to rest, I'll send someone to pay. He doesn't need help. Hashem doesn't need help to take care of you. Yeah, go. I'll send someone to look, to decide that, you know, person doesn't have to know. I don't know who it is. It's hard for me to answer who it is, yeah? I don't know if I'll never know who it is, but Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of a person. You just have to have. It's a small little story, but I said, if the Rebbeinu Shalom is taking care of me, so what, I'm getting angry on this and angry on that and angry on this and angry on that. If he wants, he can't take care of me. He showed me he could take care of me. He showed me he could. It's nothing, but fakir. The nothing alamol, this is the one that, this is what counts. I needed that chizuk from the Rebbeinu Shalom at that moment. I got that chizuk. And then Hashem says the chizuk. This is the aleph. The second yesod that a person has to know for Purim is a big yesod. The neshama of a person is eilik. You know, take a wet wall, try to stick a poster on it. You try once to stick a poster on a wet wall with scotch tape. You know what happens? Falls off. Put more scotch tape. Doesn't help. The neshama of a person is ruach. I'm speaking Bach. I'm not speaking of people that read that the neshama is turned to become something else. I'll explain it in a second. But every yeshiva bach that's sitting here, the neshama is not happy without ruchnias, without teira. The tzihari comes, he gives you 3-4 days before Purim not to learn a word, to get busy with cat and what custom you will have, yeah, to find what suit is the most not in the teira to be there, yeah, all different kinds of zachen. You come to Purim, you want to be happy. It doesn't stick. So then the guy jumps. Oh, yo, bum, bum, bum. Yeah. He tries to be happy. You can see he's trying to jump. He tries to find a car. I'm asking Shaila, how do you think Abul Yashiv does Purim? I know about the Chazanish what they did. After the Megillah, they sat in the house. They made one dance, Layudim Yisra'eva, and everyone drank a bit of L'chaim. You think the Chazanish was missing out that he's not running around with a hammer and hitting someone on the street? Or he didn't find a shaitel? He's not missing it. Not, the neshama doesn't need it. You know, when a person has a real simcha, he doesn't need people to be with him. When you see someone needs a lot of people, nebach, he's not happy. When someone is happy, leave me alone, let me enjoy myself. Let me enjoy myself, I don't want no one to be with me. The neshama is only happy with ruchnius. Only happy with ruchnius. If a person will be makpid, this year it works out givaldik, you have Tanis Esther, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, just the learning, 4 days, mamish, chazoros, mamish, hours of learning. Don't learn a word point. It's always important to learn a point. You know, once a year you don't want to miss out, yeah? Only 24 hours, what's coming up, yeah? Some people not, they're trying to make themselves 48 hours this year, yeah? You'll learn 4 days fast until you come Purim, you'll be hyper from the Purim. You don't need a whiskey. A little bit l'chaim. The Metzius is a yoyim Shakarish Boruch who gives siyata dishmaya to be besimcha. The Yitzhahore knows that. He doesn't want us to be the real simcha. He gets it to be empty. You could see. I tell you, when I was a bachur in Podovich, the way it worked was like this. Everyone, you know, this was the race, you know, you could call it the race. So the olam you learned before Purim, and then you would come. I remember when they did it to me. I mean, you never know what happened because they don't tell you what happened. But you have to learn. You know, you learn very stark before Purim. Purim, you come to the Rosh Hashivas, and they give you to drink till you become a mashikah like light to see what you will say when you shikah kalay. So not the guys that pretend that the shikah, you know, he drinks a half a cup of water and speaks and learning. That's a gomish. Yeah, that's everyone knows how to do. Yeah. See, my mashikah kalay. They don't tell you. I tell today. I don't know what happened. But you have to be sure. You have to hold yourself in a zakah from all the Rosh Hashivas. You ready? And what you do is for 3 weeks before, you mamish not mesiach das of learning, so maybe nothing will come out. This was Purim, when we were bachur. I'm not saying you have to be in such a madrig. Maybe the Dishle Rishma, I'm not saying the Alamo Rishma, but this is what was done. This was Amol Purim, not Amol, a couple of years ago, not so long ago. So bachur takes himself now. And he wants to enjoy Purim. If Chazal say, "Stagel b'reise v'bor ha'alma," a person needs a Purim. He needs a happy day. Fill yourself with ruchnius. If you fill yourself with ruchnius, it will catch. The simcha will catch. The simcha will be attached. If you don't fill yourself with simcha, you could drink and drink and drink. I say, "Alamol demoshel." A person has a car. You know how a car goes with gas. What is gas? It's a black liquid that smells. Person will decide, chaval, and black liquid that smells. I'll take Coke. It's also cheaper today, even, you know. 6 shekel, the whole gallon is garnished, yeah? Put Coke inside the car. It doesn't smell. Cleaner, cheaper. The car will go. So neshama. The guy says, Teira is greasy. Nafnish. It's like dirt. It's a gaitnish. Coke. People say, you know, masks, hats, food. It's like other things. The only problem is he doesn't realize he's a car, he's a neshama, and he's gas, and malasot. He's a neshama satan. You could fool yourself. It's not happy. So you're right. A kid put Coke inside, and you know, I'll be the beep bug. He thinks that the car is going, yeah? So yeah, he makes noise a bit. Yeah, he's a bit rushy, the guy. She was a bit stolt. So you see, this is the Coke works. So this is a kid that's driving the car. The real car doesn't go, only with gas, only with the real stuff. This is the take. A person does these two zachen together. And he comes to Purim, and the Akor Ribbono wants everything good. What I will answer him, why I left 2 weeks early, what I will answer him. He wanted to see Switzerland, why? What I will answer him. If a guy really has a Purim, I'm sure he will we'll see after Purim where everything else.